Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody say. My name is MJ Wemoto. We're taking it to Zambia, or Zed if you must. My first experience with Pompey music was on the song Makeup from around 5 or so years back, which is one of his most popular offerings throughout his career. I was intrigued by the stellar composition, especially where the lyrics were concerned. It was easy to see that Pompey was a very special talent.
Let's talk music with MJ.
Album review.
First thoughts.
Now fast forward many years later, he's got an album called Become, and I had to listen to it and ultimately had to review it.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
The song Nowhere opens up Become with a mid-tempo, foot-tapping kind of groove. Pompey quickly introduces his musical style on this song with a very laid-back melodious delivery and topped by intriguing perspective within the lyrics. I found that throughout the Become album, this is exactly what I was faced with. Just intrigue, lyric after lyric, rewinding it and thinking, did he just say that? That was the entire album for me, and I loved that. Songs that really struck a chord with me were Not Your Past featuring Tasha, which I recommend for anyone who has ever doubted themselves based on mistakes of their past.
Find us on MotoMotoMusic.com.
It's a theme that is recurring within many people's lives, and to have somebody address it in such a calm manner without making people feel lost or incomplete or not enough was just masterful in my opinion. The song Boza featuring Mag 44 was quite different with its very Afrocentric and drum reliant sound. This kind of music is something I would recommend for anyone with questions about life, religion, and love in general. And again, the more I listened to Become as a project, I realized that Pompey covers such a variety of topics. They stem from a very deep place because anybody can relate with what he's singing about. Now, I could go on and talk about each song on the album, but overall, Pompey's music comes with so many answers and points of reflection about life and religion. I do not go into it hoping for answers or anything, but the music just provided it on its own. He asked such pertinent questions, you were thinking, wait, I'd love to know the answer to this. Or this is a burning question that I've had for ages but never really thought to ask anyone or seek answers.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
And in terms of his style, if I say he's smooth, that is an understatement on its own. When it comes to Pompey, he's just silky smooth. He's just got this touch. Something about his music just says, wow. The way he sings or the way he raps sometimes, he simply flows with the music. Maybe in I would call him contemporary Afro soul, seasoned with a little rap and an overall gospel influence. That's what I would call Pompey. But I'm not quite sure if we could simply call Pompey a gospel musician. I feel like that tag is also misleading in its own way, but it is part of what he gives us in terms of his music. Other than that, technically this album is just superior. The selection of instruments making it sound so live, and the vividness of the music in itself is very full when you listen to it. You don't feel like there's something missing. That was big. And when it comes to the mixing and mastering, it was a cut above the rest. There was good attention to detail, and I think this album is a standout compared to many of the albums that any African can listen to, especially when it comes to new age music that is youthful.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
I really don't think he set a foot wrong. And for 14 songs, they were all brilliant. Other songs that you will find very interesting and intriguing and enjoyable on the Become album by Pompey include Capena, which outright is my favorite, Silence, Your Mind, and Beauty to Behold, besides the other songs that I told you about. I have to say, whatever you do, just go and listen to this album, especially if you're just facing some doubts in your life or something of the sort. It's great just to listen to music that can really intrigue you and provide answers as well. From a musical perspective, this is one of the rare 10 out of 10 albums I can talk about. So don't hesitate, go and find Become by Pompey online. You can listen to it on your favorite streaming platform. My name is MJ Wamoto, son of Zimbabwe. I'm out. Ndainde.
Moto Moto Music is on YouTube. Check out the channel and subscribe to get the latest updates.